I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Got to talk about something that happened on Sean and RJ. And I saw this because Roy White tweeted this out, at RDub3. And he said, hate to do it, but RJ Choppy has convinced us we must pull it. The question is, if Tony Romo came out of retirement to play for the Eagles, would you root for his success? And your options are yes, we'll always love Tony, or no, he'd be dead to me. And so obviously they've lost.
Those are two pretty extreme options.
Yeah, which is pretty fair.
Yeah.
That's probably their reactions would be either one of those, nothing in between. But Carson Wentz, torn ACL, done for the year. If the Eagles thought that, and look, we thought they were in pole position in the NFC, right?
Absolutely. Until the injury.
Right, till the injury.
Right.
So going to the Super Bowl, probably going to play the Patriots in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah,
probably.
That's what I would bet my money on.
Probably.
Yep.
So if Tony Romo is sitting there in the booth, and I'm not saying that we believe this, but if Tony Romo was sitting there and said, you know what, I still got that hankering to play, and I feel great, and you know what, I've never had a ring, I want to go for it. I want to go play for the Eagles. If he did that, what do you think the reaction would be from the Cowboys fan base to Romo?
I think it would be mostly negative. It's weird because we've talked about this. I do think in general, our local fan base does cling to the NFC East division rivals. I think in general, even though times have changed and football's full of parity, I think in general, Cowboy fans hate the fans of the NFC East, and I think the most they hate Philadelphia fans. I think in the late 70s it was more Washington, but I think especially when Buddy Ryan was coaching the Eagles, I think the Eagles took over as the most hated franchise for Cowboys fans.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Cowboy fans, for a lot of them, they would feel like that was the greatest betrayal.
Yeah.
And the upside is just not there. I mean, even if Romo goes and let's just say that he came back and it took him a while to learn their offense or whatever, but he's so smart that he picks it up and he really is feeling great and suddenly they're clicking on all cylinders and they go on and win a Super Bowl. I don't know how that would be looked at in as we look back at Romo's career, if you'd look at that and go, oh my God.
I think Cowboy fans would look at it poorly. I think everyone else outside of Dallas would look at it and go, God, man, Cowboys were so stupid to let him go.
Agreed.
What a great chapter for Tony Romo.
Agreed.
But football fans are the least rational of sports fans.
Right. And if he did that, in this hypothetical world, if Romo came back and they ran the table and the Eagles won the Super Bowl, Romo at quarterback, I don't think he'd go back to the booth. He's just coming off a Super Bowl, and he didn't even get to prep with that team. He'd probably go find another team and go play again,
okay,
right?
See, that's where I disagree with you. I think he would go right back to the booth that's the equivalent of walking in, putting $50,000 on a blackjack hand you hit, and then take your money and you'll walk back out.
Maybe you're right.
I mean, because, you know, the other thing, too, is I think because of the experience of what he's gone through, and we're going to get into this later, being named media personality of the year as a rookie. I mean, I feel like he's probably more comfortable with his decision than he's ever been. Like right now, he's like, God, I made the best decision ever. So I think if he left to go ride that out, what would be the point of him continuing on? He's a guy that's had injury problems. He just cemented. Doesn't that cement him in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think so. One.
Well, his numbers are off the charts. The problem, he doesn't have any playoff success.
Uh-huh.
But his regular season numbers are off the stupid charts.
Would one get him in?
That's a great question.
Because my thought is it would take two.
Well, let me
throw one. I'm just trying to be open-minded because I'm a Romo homer.
No, I know. That's fair. But think about the people that vote on this thing. It's media guys. Don't you think the whole media world is in love with frickin' Tony Romo right now?
Yeah.
In a way that they never were?
Right.
So I think they would – then it's like you're in a room with a bunch of guys and you go, hey, here's all his regular season numbers. Look at all the Cowboy records he holds. Hey, he took a Philadelphia team to a Super Bowl. And, hey, you guys are all in love with him because you think he's an amazing broadcaster. And rubber stamp. Move it on down the trail.
All right. Now, we all agree that this is an incredibly unlikely scenario.
I think it's more likely that I'll quarterback the Eagles to a Super Bowl.
Right.
Sure.
Agreed. But it is a fascinating conversation with regard to the emotion of Cowboy fans.
Right.
And if you look at some of the comments here on the poll that Roy put up, RJ's poll, it says, one guy says, hey, we fired him. He's free to do it. I love Romo. He should think about it. One guy says he would never do it, but it would serve the Cowboys right for giving his job to someone that's nowhere near as good as Romo. And then the very next person says, after the love was shown to him when he broadcast his first game here and then played for the Eagles, man, he better change zip codes because he would be a hated man.
Wow, that's real interesting. And then he would have to go get in the layup line for the Sixers one night. He's out there with Joel Embiid and...
The good news is he's never going to do that.
And here's the other thing. Since we're just playing in fantasy world, how far away right now is Tony Romo physically from going and taking a snap in an NFL game?
I would guess that he's very, very far removed from it.
Like just, he's closer than you and I are right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, we're old men.
As 46-year-old guys, he's a little bit closer than us.
Yeah, but he has been enjoying the life of being a broadcaster. You know, he is, and he's so damn good at it.
God, I bet his short game's amazing.
He's enjoying being a dad and playing golf and, you know, just all the things he hadn't been able to do because he was dedicating his life to trying to win a Super Bowl. I don't think he's anywhere near. And if you go back just to when he would get ready for a Cowboy season, it would take a significant ramp up.
I think probably right now he's a lot more ready to be a steakhouse critic than to be an NFL quarterback in terms of being prepared.
Right. But the
physically.
The best news of all for me is this conversation allows me to go back and revisit the greatest audio we've ever captured on our show. And we get a chance to read. Parker, do you have that audio ready?
Got it.
All right. This is the whole idea. This is back, we had Tony on the show. This is even when he was still playing for the Cowboys. The idea of going somewhere else to win a ring in another city, just like this hypothetical scenario that you're bringing up. This is who Tony Romo is, and this is why you would never, ever think about playing for another team.
Kind of put your heart and your body and your competitive nature on the line in the sense of when you're playing, you know, let's say before I sign this last contract, if you go out and say, you know what, I'm going to go to this other team and do this. Now, let's just pretend it was Seattle a year ago or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And we're just throwing out. But you go out there and you win a championship. Well, congratulations. You went and you picked a spot and you went and won a championship there. And
in Philly?
It was set up, you know, with a lot of the pieces and blah, 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 blah. And then you go back and live in Dallas. And I'm just like, I don't know that would – congratulations, a bunch of people in Seattle like you. You know, it's just it's about the team you grew up with that you started off with that is your team. You put everything into it, and the joy comes from accomplishing it with so many people and the fans and the state. And, you know, and I'm going to be here for good. And it's like, it just, you know, I would rather fight – till the end and give everything I had and leave it out there for the Dallas Cowboys then go somewhere else and do something special for a halfway little couple years. Just doesn't seem that would be enjoyable at all to me.
Oh, got it.
I love Dan awesome. Bailey's guitar work on that.
Yeah, it was really odd that he just happened to be working on that guitar right at that moment.
Corey Proctor on drums.
Man, that's that gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. And he was talking about wouldn't want to go somewhere for a couple years.
Right. And think about, dude, and those miserable jerks in Philly, they wouldn't even appreciate it.
Yeah.
They'd be like, Fletcher Cox led us to a Super Bowls.
Right. And since we're having this hypothetical party, mm-hmm. What if it was the Cowboys? What if it was his system what if it was that? And it was like, hey, we've let's say that the record wasn't what it was. They were in the position that the Eagles are in.
Wait, what do you mean? So like the Cowboys bring him back?
Yeah. What if it was the Cowboys? No, I'm saying the Cowboys wanted to bring him back, and Jerry goes to him and says,
"Yeah,
we've got three games to go.
Yes,
there's no question. We're gonna get a bye.
Right. So that he knows they're gonna make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're the Eagles. Yeah, they have the exact scenario as the Eagles.
I think he comes back.
Really?
Yeah, I do. But I think what we're gonna find out. When we get into this Romo article with Richard, I think his name is pronounced Deitch of Sports Illustrated, big media critic. We're going to do this at 6 o'clock. What we're going to find out, the best scenario, I'm trying to put this the most delicate way possible because I'm not wishing harm on anybody, is for Jason Garrett to just be concussed. And so they bring Tony Romo in to pitch coach.
Oh,
we need
really?
To get into
okay,
this.
All right.
Why isn't Tony Romo coaching this team? We need to get into this at 6 o'clock.
All right.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. God, this is a lot of fun. Romo
Wednesdays, yes, here Romo. On 105.3 The Fan. All right, they never went away.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.